G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on. I reckon it's a fairly solid 3-iron from the lake.
Depends who's striking the 3-iron, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How's the party going?
Yeah, it's going really well, thanks. We're not having much luck in the punters club, but everyone's still enjoying the day, which is fantastic. It's a great crew of people there.
What's the is there a social distancing requirement? How many have you been able to squeeze into the pub today?
Yeah, well, we've got a marquee set up with 70 people, so that's our outdoor area. And yeah, absolutely adhering to the COVID safe plan. So there's definitely social distancing, and we're 70 people outdoors, and we've got our 40 people indoors as well, which is great.
Dan, how different has this year been compared to last year? Not just the on-track, off-track facilities today, but the lead-up to the Cup in general.
Yeah, look, it's a Ballarat Cup, but not as we know it, I guess, is the best way to explain it. And certainly through the whole spring racing carnivals have been a very unique situation for us. But it's great to see people are adapting really well, and our team are adapting. So are our patrons, and they're being compliant, but also being a little bit they're also doing what they're told, which is great.
And obviously it's normally a big day for you. You've managed to, I guess, kind of link up with the club and have off-course facilities. So have you got, like, bookings, and how are bookings going throughout the weekends for you?
Yeah, well, we have. And the Bella Turf Club's been fantastic. When they sort of realised that they weren't going to be able to have anyone on course, they put the call out to all the venues in town and asked who was doing what. And they've been fantastic in cross-promoting, which is wonderful. We're fully booked for tonight as well for a couple of sittings over dinner. And certainly we've been full all day, so it's been great working in conjunction with the Ballarat Turf Club.
Dan, I think adaptability has been one of the messages of coronavirus. A lot of the cafes around Melbourne, you know, couldn't have people inside, so they've got endless queues of people queuing up for coffees, and they've actually managed to get through. I know the country areas have been less restricted than the city areas, but what's the period of the last 6 months been like as a publican up at Ballarat?
Yeah, look, it's certainly been a challenge, there's no doubt about that. Whilst we haven't been sort of locked down as long as Metropolitan, we've sort of still gone through the same process, I guess, in regional Victoria. It's from a publican's point of view, it's felt like it's dragged out, it was sort of being held back and waiting for Melbourne. But that's also worked out really well. Now everyone's in the same boat. It's wonderful to see so many people coming out of Melbourne to regional Victoria, which we need and we want, and we're, you know, it's great to welcome them back with open arms. So it's wonderful to see Victoria back as one, to be honest.
Yeah, it is good to see, and we'll have to visit the Western. So tell us a bit more about your pub and what's your specialty. We've been speaking to a few pubs over the last few weeks on the Country Cup circuit, and they all think they've got the best Palmer. So what do you do well?
Yeah, and that's true. The best pubs are best determined by their Palmer pot deal in the front bar. So you're not slugging over $20 for the Palmer pot, are you?
No, mate, no, actually, we're not. We're $18, so we've got 13 different toppings on our Palmer special night. So we've easily got the best Palmer in regional Victoria. There's no doubt about that. So we can fly the flag on there. our pub's on the main street of Ballarat, and like you said, it's a solid 3-iron from Lake Mindaree, which is a wonderful part of Ballarat for many tourists. And we've got an outdoor beer garden. We've also put a marquee, 200 square metre marquee into our car park, so when we're hoping for some announcements tomorrow, be able to open up more and accommodate more for functions and Christmas parties leading into Christmas. So we do a little bit of everything. So we've got a bistro that seats 120 people that have got 10 people in at the moment. So it's challenging times, but we're looking forward to get moving on.
Ballarat's a bit like those, you know, when you drive into those country towns and there's the Hungry Jack's, the McDonald's, the KFC, everything's all in a row. Being a gold rush town, they build a hell of a lot of pubs in Ballarat. How many pubs are there in Ballarat that are still functioning? I imagine, say, 100 years ago, there might have even been more. I know one of them turned into a pancake parlour in the main drag.
Oh, yeah.
How many pubs are still functioning in Ballarat these days?
Yeah, look, I think there's still about 20, low 20s. There's just over 20 pubs still functioning in the immediate Ballarat area. So there's still plenty to choose from. At the peak, I think it was just over 100 pubs in the Ballarat area. So there was certainly a pub on every corner. It's a beautiful old gold rush town. Great big boulevard up the middle of the street, which is wonderful. And built in the Victorian era. So there's a lot of opulence in some of the buildings in the centre of town. So it's a great place to visit for sure.
Craig's Hotel is the most opulent of all of them, and I think it was up for sale not long ago. And I think it was the original, before the Victoria Racing Club came to being, I think the original mapping out of racing in Victoria was mapped out around a table at Craig's Hotel. Is that right, Dan?
I'd have no hesitation in saying that would probably be correct. Craig's Hotel has been the epicentre of pubs in Victoria for a very long time. It is a beautiful, opulent hotel that John Finney and his team have spent a lot of time and effort revitalising over the last sort of decade or so, and it is a beautiful pub.
Now, Dan, no doubt there are 10 races today at Ballarat, and you've probably had tips from punters on just about each of the 10 races. Have you had a winning tip so far today, and anything that hasn't ran yet that you can steer us into?
Look, I haven't had a winning tip so far. We believe the word off the track is that the track's pretty firm, but they are running on, which is wonderful. We're waiting patiently to see Ears the Barman in race 7, one of Wiley Dalziel's syndicate horses. That we're waiting to see how it runs on the firmer ground, and that's probably our tip of the day. So we're really putting all our hopes onto that because we've had a shocker so far.
Now, I was just thinking, the other measure of a pub is what beers you have on tap in the public bar. What have you got on tap in the public bar?
So we've got a small selection of 8 beers on tap in the public bar. So we've got a selection from Carlton Draft to Panhead XBA, Furphy Lager, Furphy Ale, Iron Jack Mid, James Squire 150 Lashes, and a cider as well.
Well, we're now hungry and thirsty after this chat, so I'm not sure if I'm going to say I've enjoyed speaking to you or now lamenting the fact that I've got another 2 hours and 41 minutes before I get to go home and have a chicken schnitzel and a beer. But, Dan, thanks very much for having a chat today. Obviously,
thanks
unique circumstances
guys.
Today, but enjoy the rest of Ballarat Cup
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely, and you're always welcome to come and have a beer in a Palmer at the Western Hotel.
It is the best Palmer. Have you got the jalapeno one with the jalapeno toppings?
We can always accommodate that.
that'll be the ninth topping. Good on you, Dan.
Good on you, guys. Have a great day.
Dan. Cheers.